And when I think about opportunities, a lot of the time you create your own opportunities. When I hear people moaning and groaning, well, you know, this didn't go right, it was that person's fault and so forth, it's not somebody else's fault, maybe once or twice, but most of the time it's going to be your own fault. You got to take responsibility for your own actions. You're going to have reactions out of those actions. So you've got to keep everything in perspective. That's how I've just lived my life. When I can help somebody who maybe hasn't been as fortunate as I have been, I just get a huge smile on my face. And my wife's exactly the same. She grew up with wonderful values. She's Canadian. Her parents, for example, one Christmas, found out that there was a family that, unfortunately, they had an accident in the house. They had a Christmas tree fire, and their Christmas presents were burnt. Her father came home, and she was a young girl at the time, and there were seven in her family. And he came home and he said to the whole family, he said, all right, let's put everything we have under the Christmas tree in a box. And we're taking that to this family that has lost everything. She said, I've always remembered that event because he was 100% right. We had things. These people didn't have them. And let's see what we can do to help them out. So in that same vein, recently I read an article about a mother who was robbed. And the money that was taken from her was the money that she had saved for her daughter's college education. Her daughter had gone through her freshman year in college, and it was for the next year. The money had been stolen, and I told my assistant, find out the name of these people, find out where they live, and go take them a check made out to the college. I didn't want to give it to them, but I said, make it out to the college, and I want to take care of this girl's college education, and I do not want them to know who I am. I just want them to know that I read this article and that I care about this girl's education. But those kind of things I love doing.
You say you had a good beginning, but you took advantage of every opportunity that came along to you. You had that gene, whatever it is, that helped you. So you had a good beginning, but you were blessed with a good mind. So you put them all together, and then you're able to do all the things that you've just described.
I think that's the fair summation. You know, it's funny, when I was young and I had a paper route, which everybody used to have a paper route, unfortunately, that's gone out the window now with the iPads and all, but paper routes were a great training for me. And then I remember being in the seventh grade at Edison School in Tulsa, and they had a magazine sales event for 2 weeks, I believe it was, and I always wanted to be the number one seller of the magazine subscriptions. I didn't care whether the kid was in high school or junior high, I was going to beat him. And I did, because I just set my mind to it, and I've always been driven. I don't know why, that's just been my life. I've been driven, I want to succeed, I've been blessed that way. I look at that, you know, it's something called grit. There's been a lot of stuff written about what's the most important thing for one to succeed. I've concluded that grit is as big a piece of what will cause the success as anything else. There's lots of people that are just smart as can be, much smarter than I and others, but they don't know what to do. They jump from one idea to the next idea, or one job to the next job, whatever it is. And it's that grit, that determination, that fortitude to get you through what you set out to do. That's how I'm built.